This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later in the show, advice for protecting your online reputation. Starting us off this afternoon, My Cincinnati, which stands for Music for Youth in Cincinnati, is located in Price Hill. It's a renowned free youth orchestra for urban children where they learn violin, viola, cello, or bass through a system that seeks social change. Composer, performer, teacher, and violinist Eddie Kwan directs the program. He joins us along with Michael and Henry Wilson from Cincinnati Recording Service. They produced a documentary about My Cincinnati's Ambassador Ensemble. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Eddie, Michael, and Henry, good to see everybody this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Eddie, start us off. Tell us how My Cincinnati got going. How did it start in Cincinnati?
Sure. Well, My Cincinnati was founded in October of 2011 by Laura Jekyll, who's a Boston area cellist and now is working at Price Hill Will as a director of creative placemaking. So she and I started the program in 2011 in a library of Roberts Academy, which is a Price Hill elementary school. So back then we had just 11 students. We had all of our instruments on loan, and we had to set up and tear down the space every single day. So since then, we've moved into two separate buildings, and now we're in a beautiful old firehouse right on the corner of Considine and Warsaw in the heart of East Price Hill.
So it's been 5 years since you started. How many kids have gone through the program in that 5 years?
So we started with 11, and now we have over 80 that come every single day, Monday through Friday, some for 2 hours a day, some stay even for extra music classes. So some kids are there for 3 or 4 hours each day.
80, and is the number going to keep growing year after year, do you think, Eddie?
We'll see. I hope so.
What is this modeled after?
Sure. It's modeled after a system of youth orchestras and choirs that was founded in Venezuela almost 40 years ago now. Mm-hmm. So the program is called El Sistema, and it's a national program funded by the government in Venezuela. And it's this idea of using intense study of an instrument or in some cases, voice in choir. But the idea that through studying music and through working with your peers, working with friends in a group setting, and striving for excellence, you can kind of uplift yourself, you can uplift your family, your neighborhood and your community, and maybe even your entire country.
So that's the whole social change aspect of this.
And absolutely.
You're doing the same thing with My Cincinnati.
Absolutely. So it's through the study of an instrument, kids are learning all of these invaluable life skills that they can apply to anything, no matter what they do. So the goal at My Cincinnati and in other El Sistema-inspired programs is not necessarily to create professional musicians or virtuosos, though definitely that is a byproduct of El Sistema. The goal is more to create really well-rounded citizens, really compassionate, empathetic humans that are interested in the greater good. So that's exactly what we're doing in an orchestra rehearsal, which most of the kids' musical learning happens in a group setting in orchestra. So in the orchestra, a lot of the time you have to kind of curtail your personal wishes or desires in that moment, and you have to think about the health of the group. So in a lot of ways, every child is bringing 100%, striving for personal excellence, but it's all serving that beautiful group sound.
Do kids learn how to conduct it in this program, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. There are some kids that have kind of taken a liking to conducting. So really the great thing about My Cincinnati is it's so fluid, and all of the teachers are versed in a lot of different instruments and styles of music. So if a kid expresses interest in learning conducting or learning guitar or doing performance art, we try to do as much as we can to feed that curiosity.
And you find that the children are playing both roles. They're not just students. They're also the teachers themselves. There's a lot of mentoring that goes on.
Absolutely. That's one of the key principles of My Cincinnati. Every student is also a teacher, exactly what you said. So in El Sistema in Venezuela, I think there's a saying, if you know four notes, teach someone who only knows three. So it's the same kind of principle at My Cincinnati. We try to get the kids teaching and learning from each other as much as possible.
And Michael and Henry, talk about why document this program? What did you see in it?
Well, I think it started as actually an invite from Eddie. And Henry and Eddie were friends from the sort of music scene around Cincinnati. And Henry and I had been doing a series of music videos, one-take videos where Henry would record audio, I would record video. And we'd worked with a band that the Happy Maladies that Eddie works with. And I think just through the friendship when thankfully, when Eddie began working with a sort of a small ensemble from the My Cincinnati, which became the Ambassador Ensemble, he mentioned this project, and so I think he just pitched it to us, and we, in our ignorance, said yes.
Yeah, the fortunate thing was that I think going into this project of making a documentary, we had no idea what we were doing or how to make a documentary, so... So we agreed to do it, and just figured we'll learn how to do it along the way, which was largely what happened. It was definitely a process where we just were kind of flies on the wall for some months as this as the Ambassador Project took over or took place. Which was an opportunity that Eddie got through a grant from the Cincinnati Arts Ambassador Fellowship, and it was really fortunate for us that he came to us to help in the documentation of that project.
But Henry, this isn't this is your first documentary, but you've done other video projects,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, tell us about the Cincinnati Recording Service and the different things that you've done.
Oh, well, sure. I mean, Cincinnati Recording Service is something that's hard for me to exactly define because it keeps changing and evolving over this short time that it's existed. But for a few years now, it's really that name came into being when we had an opportunity to make videos of musicians at the Emory Theater, and we made music videos, like my dad mentioned, of some fantastic musicians, actually including Eddie and his ensemble, the Happy Maladies, where he performs with some other great friends and musicians, and also other artists from around Cincinnati, as well as artists who came into Cincinnati to play at the Emory Theater, such as Ralph Stanley and Bill Frisell. So we had this opportunity to make videos of artists performing, and we can, even after, unfortunately, the Emory had to close its doors, we continued making these videos and have always been trying to expand, I guess, what we're doing. And it was a goal for us for a long time to, I think, engage in something that has a little more narrative, too. And that's what this Ambassador Ensemble was, way of telling a story and getting to know people. I think we created something that was hopefully a way to get to know people, really nothing more or less than that, like get to know Eddie and these kids, these really cool kids who comprise the Ambassador Ensemble.
Yeah, Eddie, tell us some more about the Ambassador Ensemble. How many kids are in that, and what exactly are they doing?
Sure. Well, the Ambassador Ensemble and the Ambassador Ensemble Project was an opportunity that was made possible through a fellowship with the City of Cincinnati. They have the Arts Ambassador Fellowship. So I received that the previous year, and it kind of kick-started this project. And I gathered six of the more advanced My Cincinnati students. So at that time, they were age 12 through 15. And we embarked on a year-long project. And for the first few months, we had weekly critical discussions around different social justice issues and different topics around community, what it means to be a community, and how can we kind of intentionally shape our community in the best image of ourselves. So we talked pretty openly about different experiences we had, either with racism or sexism, or with bullying and depression. So we were able to create a really safe space where everyone felt comfortable and encouraged to share their personal experiences in the hopes of connecting and finding some way to process all of these really difficult issues. So from that, there are a lot of really amazing personal stories that came about from our discussions, and a lot of themes that seem to kind of pop up all over the place.
Can you share some of those stories and themes, Eddie?
Sure. Well, one example, all of the young ladies in our group had many experiences with catcalling on the street, even though they were 12 or 13 years old. And so there are a lot of... which is disgusting, you know, and it's really symptomatic. Symptomatic of a greater system of sexism and patriarchy that we all participate in. So we talked very openly about those kinds of experiences, and I tried to provide them with some resources to kind of connect their personal experiences with a larger, not universal experience, but an experience that's shared with other people in different communities too. So there was experiences with that. We had one student who was falsely accused of shoplifting at the grocery store. And so we kind of talked about the implications of that. And that kind of got into racial profiling. We had a student who had a pretty intense experience with bullying at their school. And so we talked a lot about experiences with bullying and how much of a problem that is. Especially recently, there's a lot of news going around with Emily Grace Olsen in Fairfield, who's one of the teenagers, one of the names that we pay tribute to in our final performance. So from these experiences, I worked with the students to create this about 35, 40 minute long fluid performance work for all of our instruments. So composed for four violins, viola, cello, double bass, and our voices. And we traveled through all of these different themes in a hopefully artistically progressive and provocative way. And we rehearsed like crazy for about 3 months, and they put in countless hours. I literally can't count the number of hours that they put in. You know, staying until 9 or 10 on a weeknight, that's in addition to the 2 hours of regular My Cincinnati programming that I have. So we worked so hard to prepare this music that was really technically difficult, but also brought them to a pretty new emotional space. So we performed them in five pretty big performances all around the city through different collaborations with the Constella Festival and SCPA, Clifton Cultural Arts Center, Lish Gallery in Price Hill, the Cincinnati Art Museum, and I'm forgetting one.
UC?
And UC, exactly. Yeah, UC, the African American Cultural Resource Center. Thank you, Henry. And that one was also very cool because President Santa Ono gave some opening remarks and also played cello with the ensemble. We played the Swan.
It sounds like it's been a great experience for the kids.
Oh, yeah. It's been a great experience, I think, for everyone involved.
Well, coming up, we'll have more about music for youth in Cincinnati, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. My guests this afternoon are My Cincinnati director Eddie Kwan and Michael and Henry Wilson from Cincinnati Recording Service. They produced a documentary about My Cincinnati's Ambassador Ensemble. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Michael, what did you learn in making this documentary? What did you learn about My Cincinnati that maybe you didn't know before or that came as a surprise to you?
Well, I guess it would just be the sort of capacity and strength of sort of these kids that were in the ensemble that we got to see and watch for, I guess it was if we followed them for about 6 months, starting in October, and then we sort of turned the cameras off in March, and then they did the performances. But so for those 6 months, we just got to see, you know, these, you know, six, you know, young people that were thrown in with Henry and I being total strangers, and just working through all this, like Eddie said, this not light fare they were, you know, working through. This was, and just seeing the fruit that bore, just in their, the capacity of the sort of like strength and intensity that they have. And it was wonderful.
Henry, what about you? What about your impressions?
I think it's, yeah, exactly the same. That meeting these kids, and, you know, particularly the six who are part of the Ambassador Ensemble, is what most of all I learned about. And it was a cool and unique opportunity we had to get to know people, and that these were conversations, you know, that were led by Eddie, although they obviously were allowed, really wandered all over a lot of topics. But Eddie brought up these conversations about community and identity, which so we got a chance to really observe this group of people talking about how they create meaning, which is something we all do, but most of us a lot of times don't talk about, and or kind of just absorb whole cloth sets of meanings that may or may not all fit together that we see around us. And it is unfortunately kind of rare what this group did
together. Were you amazed by the capacity of the kids to handle, you know, not just a music education, but all these social issues at the same time?
I guess I was amazed in the way that I'm constantly amazed by it. You know, every time, like, when you get to know a person, any person that's willing to just be real and really talk about their experiences in an open way is always amazing. So yeah, these kids were certainly no exception to that. It's fascinating to and I'm I'm not surprised that I think kind of good people kind of attract somehow, and so the fact that these kids have all, through various routes, found their way to my Cincinnati, found their way to Eddie, and Eddie's found his way to them, it makes sense, honestly. I guess. So I was amazed, but I wouldn't have really expected less either.
Eddie, who's eligible to participate in My Cincinnati?
Well,
they have to be from Price Hill, or
yep. Our only requirements is are that they live in Price Hill or they attend school in Price Hill. So the program is right in the heart of East Price Hill, and we try as much as possible to be really rooted in that community. So most of our kids come from the neighborhood. And if you know Price Hill at all, there are just so many kids walking around, like so many elementary schools, middle schools, a bunch of high schools. So there are a lot of young people in Price Hill, and this is just a small sliver of that population. But hopefully growing soon.
You think you'll ever take it outside the Price Hill neighborhood?
Right now, it's hard to say. We're definitely focused on Price Hill. The goal, the overarching goal, is to have every single kid in Cincinnati playing an instrument if they want to, and even if they don't.
Well, you're talking about providing a free education, a free musical education. How's this funded?
Sure, that's a great question. It's funded through a combination of different grants, private grants, foundational grants, and a lot of just small donations. So we started with almost zero funding in 2011, so extremely grassroots, with just two teachers, with Laura and I. And currently we just have four teachers, or four staff members, So it's still a really, really small operation. And we rely so much on just the support of our community in Price Hill, in the music community, in the arts community, just friends and colleagues. So, yeah, combination of grants and then just small contributions from regular people.
Now you have your first performance coming up soon, is that right?
Yes, Thursday.
Thursday? Okay.
Yep, this Thursday.
Tell
a couple
us about
days
that.
From now. Yeah, it's going to be a really exciting performance. We are hosting the CSO and the president of the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center at our space, which is the big firehouse building on Warsaw. So we're hosting those two organizations, and it's part of a big series that the CSO is doing called One City, One Symphony, if you've heard about that. So this year's symphony is Dvorak New World Symphony. And so my Cincinnati's orchestras will be performing selections from the New World Symphony, also from Beethoven, and also one of my personal heroes, Avan Kong. So we'll be performing to open up the event, and then there'll be a presentation from the president of the Freedom Center and then the principal English hornist of the CSO. And they'll talk about how Dvorak's music and how classical music can relate to the theme of freedom for this year.
Now, you've got another project you're going to be doing with Michael and Henry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us
yep.
about that, too.
Sure. But before I go on, I should just give details about the concert. It is Thursday, November
okay.
5th at 6:30. It's free. And it is at the My Cincinnati Firehouse, which is 3120 Warsaw.
You have a website where people can get more information?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
It's mycincinnatiorchestra.org.
And I'm sure we have a link to that at wvxu.org as well.
Great.
And then what's the next thing you got coming up with Michael and Henry?
Sure. Well, we have another project with the Ambassador Ensemble that's going to come to fruition on November 20th at the Woodward Theater. And what that is it's going to be a collaboration that's made possible through the CAC. It's part of their Black Box performance series. And the Ambassador Ensemble is going to be doing a collaborative performance with a Swedish songwriter named Jens Lekman. And he's a multi-Grammy nominated musician, tours all around the world, has played, you know, so many amazing places with some of the best musicians in the world. And he's coming to Cincinnati to do a residency at the Contemporary Arts Center. And they're doing a really cool project throughout the week called Ghostwriting. And that's going to end in this Friday performance. So we'll play a full set of Jens's music that spans throughout his entire career. And the Ambassador Ensemble will be his little mini orchestra on stage. So I wrote a bunch of string arrangements, and we're using some existing string arrangements that Jens uses. And we'll back them up. So it'll be a really, really exciting performance, and the entire process from the first meeting to the rehearsals to the final performance is going to be documented by these amazing guys
Michael
over
and
here.
Henry.
Yeah.
Well, Michael and Henry and Eddie, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us.
My Cincinnati director, Eddie Kwan, and Michael and Henry Wilson from Cincinnati Recording Service, they produced a documentary about My Cincinnati's Ambassador Ensemble, which is available for pre-order. And there's a screening of the documentary at the Warsaw Avenue Film Festival on Saturday, November 21st. You can find a link to more information again at wvxu.org. This is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks to Marianne Lusenhop for listening to 91.7 WVXU.